Here at the Combine with Greg Rosenthal of NFL.com. You cover the league. You cover the Texans, I guess, if you're covering the NFL. And at 11-1, things looked rosy. And then that last month of the season, things kind of hit the skids for a little bit. What do you think the Texans need to do to make sure that that doesn't happen in the future?
Well, one thing I think is misunderstood about their season was, you know, you started seeing the signs of that before that. I mean, really after the Ravens game felt like their peak. And to me, they're not that explosive of an offense, so they need to be getting those first downs, picking up third downs, keeping the ball moving, because they're not getting the big plays that you would like. Brian Cushing's absence, I think, definitely hurt the defense. It's no secret there. They weren't a different-making defense. For the way that they're set up, their offense, they need to be a difference-making defense. I really don't think they were.
Yeah. How can they address that in the front seven here through the draft? Are there some guys that you sort of pinpointed that might be able to do some things for him late in the first round?
Well, this is a good draft to be looking for the types of players the Texans are looking for. There's a lot of front seven talent. There's a lot of defensive line talent. Gary Kubiak talked about Manti Te'o. I mean, that's a guy that's going to slip. You know, could they use another guy inside linebacker? People that have flexibility. I think it's a good draft for them. Maybe you look at a guard. Maybe you look at someone to take the right tackle position. There's a lot of depth at those positions. I think the Texans will be looking there.
Yeah, you know, a lot of, I guess, pundits, quote-unquote, think, hey, they need to add a wide receiver opposite Andre Johnson, a playmaking type. Is that realistic in this draft, you think?
Yeah, there's a lot of good receivers. I think that'll be available in the second, third round. That's probably when the Texans will look. I always look at it, you know, the Texans probably see it the same way I do, that the other position, you can get by, I think, with the types of receivers that they have. It would help, but I think the defensive line, the front seven, you know, really the whole front seven on defense and the offensive line, probably more important. And there's a lot of good free agent wide receivers this year. Not definitely a guy that you have to pay $7-8 million a year. I think they can get people that can help, but you're right, they need more people that can be explosive.
Yeah, in free agency, Glover Quinn is one of the top names for the Texans, as well as Connor Barwin. Do you see Quinn sticking, and what names might you see the Texans looking at picking up externally?
Well, I think they'll keep Quinn. It seems like he's going to be their top priority. Barwin's a tricky case because he's a young guy who's had some production and is coming off a year where he wasn't very good. I mean, that to me killed the defense more than anything, that they didn't have the consistent pass rush on the outside that they probably expected out of Barwin, out of some of their young guys. I think Whitney Mercilus is going to be a good player, but it was an up-and-down year for him. So I think they're not a team that goes out and spends a lot of money. I could see them getting a veteran wide receiver. You're going to have to pay a lot to get a pass rusher. That's probably a little more unlikely. I think Glover Quinn will wind up staying with the Texans.
Greg Rosenthal, we thank you so much for your time.
All right, thanks.